Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel experiences a mix of sunshine and clouds. Tel Aviv enjoys warm temperatures, while Jerusalem remains a bit cooler. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the mild weather. It's a pleasant day across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel is flagging a rising terror threat abroad. Officials warn against travel to Sinai and Jordan, citing threats from Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Also, the Times of Israel notes that Israel has warned of ongoing terror threats to Jews and Israelis abroad ahead of the high holidays. This follows an IDF strike in Lebanon after a drone attack targeting troops. Also, this hour. According to JNS, despite sanctions, Iran is moving billions through U.S. banks. The Wall Street Journal uncovered this complex network of correspondent accounts earlier today. Separately, Forward reports from earlier today that the U.S. House has passed a bill. This legislation strips federal funds from universities that boycott Israel. And finally, Walla reveals from the past hour that a Matador rocket stolen from the IDF was found near Shfaram. Police arrested two suspects and are seeking to extend their detention. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel Hayom English, in a post from less than an hour ago, called antisemitism a national crisis and noted a top DOJ official's vow to crack down on it. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted an hour ago about a captured senior Hamas official cooperating with interrogators. Yoni Ben Menachem reports this development could provide the Shin Bet with crucial intelligence. From X, Al Arabiya English posted just under an hour ago, highlighting ongoing developments in the region. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the escalating terror threats. Ynet reports that Israel is urging caution for travelers to Sinai and Jordan. The warning highlights potential risks from groups like Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas. This advisory underscores the ongoing security challenges for Israelis abroad, particularly around Jewish institutions. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the Times of Israel describes the recent IDF strikes following a drone attack targeting Israeli troops. Four were reportedly killed in these strikes. This marks a significant escalation, just as Israel heightens security ahead of the high holidays. Meanwhile, JNS reveals that Iran is bypassing sanctions through a network involving U.S. banks. Despite restrictions, billions have moved through these channels. The Wall Street Journal's findings could impact U.S.-Iran relations and financial oversight. On the legislative front, the Forward reports on the U.S. House's new bill. It targets federal funding for universities boycotting Israel. This move could affect academic institutions and their policies regarding international relations. And regarding the stolen Matador rocket, Walla highlights the police operation leading to its recovery. This incident raises concerns about security lapses and the potential threat from stolen military equipment. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that a couple in their 40s won 10 million shekels in the lottery. They plan to secure the winnings for their children, marking a life-changing event for the family. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights attorney Dan Halpert's role in urban renewal. With 25 years of experience, he emphasizes his work extends beyond legal representation, impacting community development. And finally, CTEC notes that Tel Aviv's luxury real estate market faces challenges. The Aviv Group's project on Herbert Samuel Street has seen no sales in 6 months, as foreign buyers remain hesitant. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.